Well, if you're with us, it's a Friday, and Alan Shartok, our political observer, CEO, and certainly the man with more energy than, I don't know, 15, 20, 30 people. And here we go into a fun drive, Alan, and I know your energy gets even more charged to...
It's called adrenaline, David, and what happens is the adrenaline comes into your body, you know this all too well, and then when it's over, So anyway, we're going into full fund drive mode now, and we have quite a bit of money to go. We have about $40,000 to go. That gives us today, tomorrow, Sunday, and then up until Monday morning. Now, $40,000 is a lot of money. And frankly, everybody else around here is, we're going to make... I'm not so sure, and I'm really quite worried about it, because as you know, our wonderful friend Jane Gain, who did not want us to use her name, but finally said, after I persuaded her... She'll give us $10,000 if we can do this. So let everybody just understand how important this is.
WAMC.org. Well, how about the awarding of the Nobel Prize to Bob Dylan?
I think it's great. Bob Dylan is not everybody's cup of tea personally, but his output of work has been remarkable. And he has been a wise man when it came to understanding what the problems of contemporary society are. And, you know, his songs are known by everybody and popularized by others than him. A lot of people went to Tanglewood this summer to see Bob Dylan and came away really ticked off because, you know, he doesn't sing the oldies. Bob Dylan will take a song he wrote all those years ago and he'll put new music to it, which makes everybody annoyed. He also doesn't speak directly to the audience. He doesn't establish that kind of relationship. But he is a great writer, and there's no question that when you look at contemporary poets and other poets, he's right up there, and he deserves this. He really richly deserves this.
Well, speaking of the times are changing, cut off Trump or GOP will be damaged, big donors say.
Well, I read that article in Times, and I have to say the Republicans are at this stage in a blind panic. Now, I think that candidates have the worst part of this. The Republican candidates know that if they desert Trump, there's going to be recrimination from voters in their districts. And if they run, they're going to be seen as sort of cowards by those very people I was just talking about. If they don't run, there's going to be the possibility that they're going to be held responsible for Trump's potty mouth and everything else that he's been doing. So they're in a bad spot. And there are people who think that the House of Representatives, as a result, is in play right now. I'm not so sure, but it certainly is better for the Democrats than anybody thought it would be.
Speaking of potty mouth, Trump says claims of aggression are false smears, has threatened to sue the Times. Meanwhile, the First Lady Michelle Obama has been commenting on Trump's remarks on the stump for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I have to say I love Michelle Obama. And I watched what she did and the emotion, and she did not look down, and it was not a prepared speech. It was just from the heart. Now, look, one could make the claim if Trump wanted to, and he does, that everybody's out to get him and the newspapers are out to get him. But, David, what's extraordinary here is they have him on tape saying he did all of this. And he said, I did this. Now he's saying it was locker room talk. But I'll tell you, all these women are coming around and saying, no, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He put his tongue down my throat. He put his hand up my skirt. He fondled me on an airplane. He shoved me up against the wall in the place. Those were the things he talked about. So it's very hard to give him any kind of level of deniability as just sort of locker talk.
At a recent event, Alan, Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York, was asked if he would prosecute Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and his response was, next question.
Well, that's great. He can't afford to be going around saying, I prosecute this one, I prosecute that one in the middle of a presidential election. Next question.
Why not put something in the lockbox?
David, you're so right. Look, we all built it together. There's no two ways about it. If somebody says, okay, Alan, I can only do $5, I'll say, God bless you. That's great. If you say I can do $1,000, that's great too. But the only thing that I don't understand, if people are listening, if it's their station, if it's on their car radio, if it's on their clock radio in the morning, and then they don't do it, well, then I have to say, I just don't get that.
It's our station, WAMC.org.